Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, The Infallible Sayings of Imam Ali, Part 6. 37. When Imam Ali, marching at the head of his army towards Syria, reached Ambar, the landlords of the place came out to meet him in zeal of their love, faithfulness, and respect. No sooner had they seen Imam Ali, they got down from their horses and started running in front of him. Imam Ali asked the reason of their strange actions. They replied that it was their custom to show their love and respect in that way. Imam Ali replied, "By Allah, by your action you do not good whatsoever to your rulers, but you tire yourself and put yourself in toils in this world and in trouble in the next. How unfortunate is that exertion which brings harm here and in the hereafter, and how useful is that ease which keeps you in comfort in this world and away from the hell in the next." 38. Imam Ali once said to his son Imam Hassan, "My son, learn 4 things from me, and through them you will learn 4 more. If you keep them in mind, your action will not bring any harm to you. The greatest wealth is wisdom. The greatest poverty is stupidity. The worst unsociableness is that of vanity and self-glorification. And the best nobility of descent exhibits itself in politeness and in refinement of manner. The next 4 things, my son, are: do not make friendship with a fool, because when he will try to do you good, he will do you harm. Do not make a miser your friend, because he will run away from you at the time of your dire need. Do not be friendly with a vicious and wicked person, because he will sell you and your friendship at the cheapest price. And do not make friend of a liar, because he will make you visualize very near the things which lie at a great distance, and will make you see at a great distance the things which are near to you." 39. Recommended prayers cannot attain the pleasures of Allah for you when obligatory prayers are left unattended. 40. A wise man first thinks and then speaks, and a fool speaks first and then thinks.